This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, 5 o'clock hour. Big money, big bank, take the little bank. I sent you this thing. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Text line, text in. Send to my man Austin. I was astonished at some of the numbers, but it was crazy. They had just the Big Ten, right, Austin? It was the Big Ten numbers. Yep. And the collective funding. And I don't even know how they even get this number. And actually, I understated what Ohio State did. I was looking at the Indiana. I was more surprised by Indiana. And I don't know if this is this right. Indiana has $9 million or 11 or 13 or $14 million.
Wouldn't shock me. I mean, I'm sure not all that's going to football. Because it's not. I assume when it says total collective,
okay,
or collective funding, but, okay, my guess is it's for all sports, not just football.
Well, let's look at Ohio State, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it? $13 million went to their football team.
Yeah, at least that's what Ryan Day said he needed. So I think it's safe to say they got
probably
that.
A little bit more to bring some of those guys back. Just say let's say 15. So $15 million.
Your boy Big Bang Hank says you rang.
Okay, what's happening, Big Bang Hank? What's up with it? Yes, I rang. Anyways, $15 million. Just say 14. Well, I like even numbers. So, what record or what type of season does Ohio State need to make that again return on your? What type of season do they need to make it well worth that $14 million for 1 year?
You got to win at least 14 games, at least a mil per win. So that would get you 12, get you through the regular season.
So you're saying undefeated?
Most likely. That's the easiest way to do this. Unless you lose to Oregon, you lose in the Big Ten championship game, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, though, I think the answer for me is it's title or bust. I mean, shoot, Jay, Michigan just won last year. Mm-hmm. You've gotten your butt kicked by him for 3 straight years now. Right. And yeah, the rivalries go in waves, right? Ohio State had its time. Now maybe it's Michigan's time. But the fact that we're talking about Ryan Day on the hot seat, and he's what, 56-8 in his career at Ohio State, that's kind of ridiculous. So if you're going to pour $14 million on top of his salary into this, it's a 12-team playoff. Ohio State should have a bye. I think Ohio State and Oregon are the clear two best teams in the Big Ten Conference. And we know there's an adjustment period for teams coming into a new league. To me, it's Ohio State's conference to win. So if they don't win it, it's a disappointment. If they don't finish in the top five, probably even top four, getting the first round bye, it's a disappointment. To me, it's college football playoff semis or bust, at least.
I'll probably be in that boat with you. And I think it needs to look good, too.
Yeah.
I think 11, 12 wins in the regular season. And worst case scenario, win one game and then lose to either a outstanding performance by your next opponent or lose, you know, like
to the national champion,
or some sort of like phenomenal game where it just came down to the last possession.
Yeah.
Before we get to other people's collective funding numbers, I'm going to ask you that. This is like breaking news to me. I don't know if you and Strick talked about this. Mike Riley, Grandpa Mike, Nice Mike, joins the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. What the hell is going on? What in the world of worlds is going on? I know we've had, it seems like, more tornadoes or more tornado warnings in Nebraska than I've seen in the last 10 years. I know it's been windy, and I know the weather's been crappy, and we're in almost in the second week of May. But damn it, and I'm not even like, I don't even like pushing the envelope and getting close to cussing. But listen here, man, what the F is going on out here that Mike? Look, and this is not a personal attack on Mike Riley, but what the hell he got? What? How are you justifying this?
Mike Riley's seen a lot of good football played on teams from the other sideline.
Hold on. Okay, let's.
He's replacing Pat Chung. Hold on.
You know
stepped
what?
Down.
You know what? I got to give
him
credit.
He's been around college football. He played at Alabama.
I got to give him a credit, though. I got to give him credit. First of all, Mike Riley takes a lot of crap. Okay? He was 500 here.
He was.
My ex-teammate was the worst in Nebraska history. So, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna roll back that on Mike Riley. And you know what, Mike Riley? He was nice to me. You know what I'm saying? Always accommodating. Now, his boss, Sean Eichhorst, I don't suspect that best. I need to put him in the figure four. I did not know in 14 seasons, my man Mike Riley was 93-30 in Corvallis. But they were about to fire him the year that we hired him.
That's were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you about the story when I seen it come up?
No.
Did I ever tell you? I never told you this?
Probably. I don't think so. Unless you thought it was David Shaw.
I did. I was hoping, but I knew that wasn't going to happen for other reasons. Here's the funny story. So I had...
For Sean Eichhorst reasons?
Yeah, we won't get into that, right? Check this out. So my two kids were... I just had picked them up at the airport. My two kids. Two of them. And we were at Paisan's up in Omaha. Matt Virgil's place, former Husker. Big bald head, big old water head. The dude, he got the big, people in Grand Island, y'all got some big old heads. But we're up there, and he has the Foreman 44 pizza. So we had however many, pieces. I think that
44 of them.
No, we splurged. We went two each. I suppose we only have one, but we went two. It was good, you know. Had salami in my pizza, double pepperoni, and some light cheese. And I just had looked, and we all got Sprites. Actually, two of us got Sprites, and the other one got a great Fanta. I'll never forget this. And I remember and he had this thing up there where you could draw, but it was a dry erase thing. Or not, markers you could, they would come off. And I was up there putting up, signing and putting my, play up there or whatever. And I took a bite of pizza and just turned around and looked at the TV. And it said, breaking, Nebraska hires Mike Riley. And I didn't say, we talk facts. And dropped my pizza. And I left
the second piece that you splurged on.
And I left it there. I said, this can't be serious, man. This is just ruined my day. But anyways, he was a better coach than, I just think that.
Was he Darvin Ham?
Here? I will say this. Here's what I'll say about Mike Riley. I can't blame him for taking the job. I knew it wasn't going to work out well for two reasons. Number one, he never bought a house here. You just got a ton of money, and you move from Corvallis. But I could also reason why he didn't buy a house here, because my man said he took the job sight unseen. He looked on YouTube, and the best part about him, about Mike Riley, he told us when Nebraska called, they started talking about money, and I'm bringing my whole staff. He said he got on YouTube. He said, I'd never been to Nebraska. I think he said he drove through Nebraska. So for that, I can't be mad at him. And he did a better job than what people give him credit for. also will say is this. The defense was on the uptick until he was forced to fire his defensive coordinator. So you just never know.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I just was a little taken back by he was to the committee.
Joined your boy Will Shields on there with some Nebraska ties.
Will Shields needs to be. He's definitely on. He's reasonable. Mm-hmm. Well-established player. He has a great view of.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Of college football, based on his playing career and just being involved with it. And I guess Mike Riley has seen some stuff. I guess that's going to be probably ever-evolving committee.
When's the last time Will beat Siobhan in basketball?
I doubt he ever did, except for when he was just way bigger than him.
That's what I'm saying. When's the last time?
I don't think there was a first school? Time. Maybe. I don't know if Will ever had any hoop skills. But
Did he look like he would have hoop skills?
He had great feet.
He set. Take him down to the low post.
Yeah, he probably did middle school, high school probably. Mm-hmm. He probably had one last one-on-one match to where he like wore him out. Then he probably was like, yeah, the time's coming. Let me tell you something about Will Shields. Will Shields talked more junk to me. We talk junk to each other for four quarters. From the first play to the last play. Straight up. And I had never met him before.
What?
I'd never met him before. Like, I'd played against him. I'd been on team. Because we didn't play him all the time. So the first time I think we played Kansas City. Well, first of all, you know he's not going to play in the preseason. First time we played Kansas City, it was either my first or second year. I was just on special teams. But I was a fan of his, you know, and he's real quiet, you know. And I think, like, when walking off the field, he just, hey, what's up, Husker? And he was out. You know, I don't even know if he knew who the hell I was, you know what I mean? But I obviously knew who he was. And then when we played him in Houston, we really didn't get into it. And that's, I got cheap-shotted by Tony Richardson. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like he got me pretty good, like, when I was just.
Like blindside?
Yeah, he got me pretty good. And he messed my neck up bad, and I was hurting.
Send his card to AMI.
First of all, AMI needs to thank him because that's a part of I see him all the time. So me and Will never got into it. But, and I know I've told you this story, is that Tony Richardson was going to retire that year, that offseason. And I knew we were playing at Kansas City the next year. So really, to be honest with you, Austin, as I was starting to get into off-season workouts, I kept my eye out to wait to see if he was going to come back. Now, I don't know if Tony Richardson was doing it, because I think he went on to play at the Jets or the Vikings afterwards. Maybe he's trying to get more money. But once I saw he was coming back, it was on. That's all I thought about the whole off-season. I'm talking about in training camp and everything. Like, when you're tired, do I need to go get a lift in? Oh, you know,
Tony Richardson's lifting.
Oh yeah. And when we got up in there, I was trying to kill everybody. I didn't care who it was.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm spitting in your face. I'm cracking you. I didn't really care. So I was getting after Tony. I got Tony Richardson. We even. But somehow me and Will got into it, right? I was making plays, so I'm woofing the whole game, right? It's just there is no whatever. So right from the get-go, this is one thing I remember. I remember Mike Rucker calling me up the Monday afterwards or Tuesday. He was like, "Hey man, I'm just gonna let you." He was like, "I'm just gonna let you know. Don't sleep on Will Shields. He gonna talk junk the whole game." I'm like, "No, he ain't." Because I've always thought he's just quiet, right? He just, you know, kicks ass and just takes don't say anything. Yeah. But I do remember one time when Ray Lewis was mic'd up and Will Shields pancaked him. I didn't know if it was Will Shields or Brian Waters that was talking junk, because Brian Waters was a dude too. Mm-hmm. Strong, you know, like really like brute force, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, you know, you won't be worried from him. He won't knock you out, where, you know, Will would too, but Will's athletic, where he was 300, 310, and he could pull and run and all this other stuff. So Will would probably just block you all the way downfield and embarrass you. With Brian, he'd get a hold of you. He's going to dump truck. He's going to throw you out of the screen. So we locked horns early or whatever, and then kind of like you're in a stalemate and you kind of give each other a little shove, nothing, no big deal. Then next thing you know, man, I'll never forget it. They came out in like double tights. It was like third or fourth and one. We hit, you know what I mean? I try to jump in there, and I'm, you know, getting the pile. We wolfing. Then next thing you know, we talking to the whole game. I'm talking about the whole game.
Yeah.
Back, we going at it though too. I'm trying to hit him with everything I got. He trying to do this. Like one time I might have got him. I got up. I made the play, went right back to him. But it wasn't nothing personal. But that was probably one of my fondest memories ever in the league. It was Will Smith. So Will Shields. So you know, he's gonna do his thing out there too. So that's fully supportive. Also, Will Shields does a great thing, a lot of great stuff with teammates too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saw him at the spring game. So big shout out, always does a lot of great things. And also he has, we played a basketball tournament at his, at one of his facilities, a great, great facility too. I don't know if he still owns it, but I know he was a part owner at that point in time. So that was great. But Austin, back to these NIL collectives. The thing is, that's funny though, when you look at it, Maryland, damn. I mean, yikes. This is why I asked you, can't be real. Their total collective funding is $3.7 million. First of all, Kevin Plank and Under Armour's like originated from Maryland. You're trying to tell me this is all the money that you get?
And they're an Under Armour school.
Yeah.
And that's all you're getting? Total support is also illustrative. They're at 22.7. Rutgers is at 22.
Yeah.
They're in Rutgers territory. And the next closest is what? Purdue at 33?
In UCLA?
Yeah, at 36.
Look at Ohio State, $123 million. Damn. You better win. Yeah, you're right. They better win.
How much of Indiana's do you think is Mark Cuban?
75%. He needs a tax write-off.
He does.
But I'm surprised by Indiana. That's got to go to basketball, right?
I assume. Did Sirk tell you the story about why he's less mad at Mark Cuban now for signing Keith Van Horn instead of him?
No, why?
Keith Van Horn hadn't filed his retirement papers yet. So Strick's in the office, but all his retirement papers have been filed. Keith Van Horn was retired, but the paperwork wasn't in. So that's why Cuban signed Keith Van Horn to the $5 million deal to get Jason Kidd instead of Strick.
Well, how does that work?
Stricky would have had to come out of retirement. Keith Van Horn hadn't had his paperwork processed yet, so he's still active, so he could be signed to a deal.
So why did Strick want to come out of retirement?
No, Strick did. But Mark Cuban didn't want to go through the paperwork and the hassles to unretire him.
Oh, okay.
So he took an unretired Keith Van Horn.
Oh, I got you.
And worked him into the trade for Jason Kidd instead of Stricky.
All right. Well, that's cool. Mark Cuban seems like he's all right, dude. I mean, these numbers are interesting. You got the Michigan's at 99, pretty much 100 million. Penn State's at 83, 84 million. You know, Wisconsin's at 50, 55. Oregon, I thought, is a little bit low with Phil Knight at 64 million. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about millions here. I mean, but still, you think Phil Knight with all their money and all that stuff, you know, you'd think it'd be a little bit more.
Jordan P says Under Armour isn't doing well financially.
Oh.
So, wonder if that explains it.
Maybe. But damn, Under Armour.
Pick it up, Steph.
Yeah.
Or sign with Nike, Steph.
And then also, Jordan P said you couldn't trade a retired player And they still had Keith Van Horn. Right. I got you.
Yeah.
11:51, where are you seeing these NIL numbers? I don't know where the article is, but it was interesting.
How about this? I will post them at OnTheBlock937 on Twitter.
There you go.
How about that?
There you go. There you go. Anyways, we're going to take On the Block into a, or not On the Block, Old School into a quick break. Come back, put a bow on this bad boy before we turn it over. Ticket weeknights, Supernovas pregame, and first serve at 9 p.m. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.